We have a candidate, and he is one of three candidates running in Ward 3 for the North Platte Public School Board of Education. Welcome in, Kyle Nichols. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing good, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Talked to Shreya, I know, last week, but she's another ward. We talked to Jenny.
Yep.
A while back, and we're going to have Emily on next week. So I guess you're the middle of the three candidates, but we'll all, you know, by next Friday, we'll all talk to them all. So, and two of the three will advance to the general election, as I understand.
Yep.
So, you're one of those three. I know you recently had a candidate forum that KNOP had.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, was that?
A couple weeks ago with KNOP, and then on Monday there was another one with the Bulletin.
The Bulletin sponsored another one? Okay.
Yep.
So, you've had a chance to get your views out there, but we're giving you a further introduction to people that maybe didn't go to that or read the article recap on it. I did read the Telegraph's recap of the first one that KNOP did to kind of get a feel of where the tenor of it and all stand. And whenever you're running against someone that's been in the position, as you and Jenny are, you always point out some things too, and I know that's a big part of it. We'll get into that. But first of all, I like to ask candidates, what motivated you to run in the first place? What did you see or hear that kind of put a burr in your saddle, so to speak, that said, I want to get in there. I think I can bring some things maybe that are lacking.
Yeah, quite a few things that came about, like you and I were talking before off air, that just my family history of North Platte. I just take a lot of pride in the district and the town itself.
You got a lot of connections, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of just go way back, so that's a lot of that where it comes from. So we were just kind of talking about the furniture store next door.
Right.
So, yeah.
What it used to be and some of the buildings along here where we are now.
Yeah.
Kind of 4th Street,
Grew up in this little area with my grandpa running the furniture store, so a lot of this area where these buildings were some of the storage and it might have been mattresses we were running around, or the extra layover of the furniture and some of that stuff. So a lot of it was just the carryover from what was left from next door. So.
Did you attend North Platte High School?
Yep. I graduated in 2004.
Okay, you're an 04 graduate.
Yep.
Proud Bulldog.
Yep. So we were the first class of the new high school, so it seems unreal that you walk in there and it just seems
That's
so brand
incredible.
New.
That's pretty incredible, yeah. I mean, I had broadcasting sports when I was over in Ogallala. I made the trip over for volleyball when Ogallala played North Platte. So I remember the old gym, and then when that transitioned, it's hard to believe it's been 22 years, basically.
Yeah, the new gym's really neat, but it would have been kind of cool if they could have kept some of that old gym. It just had an awesome atmosphere with the way they had it set up on the state with the seating on the one side with the stage and everything.
Remember
like that. It was just real neat. So
it was so you bring that, you the background and knowing kind of how things have gone since then, and things naturally change and all that, but you said here in what you emailed to me, I plan on taking more of a business approach to the board if elected. So is that something you think is lacking in the present board then? There's
a little bit. I think both of those really tie to, like I mentioned too, the culture. When you do take, I built my whole career on listening and, you know, kind of that solving problems and bringing different views to the table. And so I kind of consider that more of a business approach. And I think that would also raise the culture of the board too. I do think everybody on the board and everyone from the outside kind of looks at the school board and sees how they're portraying to the public and the view of the public on that side. So I think when you bring some of that up and bring the culture to the board, it'll kind of trickle itself down all the way to the students. I think everyone that is part of North Platte and is part of North Platte Public Schools is proud to be here, is, you know, at the end of the day. So we do want to kind of brag about that a little bit and bring some of that pride out a little. So,
In your mind, what is the primary function or functions of a school board?
I believe, you know, so I think even in that aspect, you bring a business approach to that as well. It is there to, you know, hire a superintendent. It is there to set, you know, the standard for the school district as well, and, you know, it approve the budget. But I think they do need to put that trust into a superintendent and let that superintendent lead the rest of the people as well. You know, you have the principals at the schools that would do the same thing, and then just kind of goes down. So superintendents leading those directors, and I think everyone needs more of a collaboration, more of an effort to come together on that aspect of it. I do think, you know, we do play a role of we have to look over it, and we do have to kind of look after that from that aspect, but we have to trust the people below us to take care of it and do the job that they're supposed to. So holding them accountable is definitely something we need to do, but we can step back and do that without kind of that micromanaging and without kind of being the eye in the sky over all those extra things. We do, every focus, in my opinion, needs to go back to student. Is the student getting better from this decision? When we grow that student and make sure that that student is getting into a better place when they leave North Platte Public Schools, that's how we get some of those students to come back and want to start their careers here and build their families. And so I really think with all the growth in North Platte, that if we can do some of those things, that's how it's going to be super effective for us. We do want to look good when some of those new, you know, families are coming to town and they're trying to choose where they're going to live. They could work here and not necessarily live here, and that's something that we don't want.
Yeah, we just had Kelly on, and you were listening to her in the waiting room before you came in here, too. And that's a big thing when you've got that many different cultures and languages mixing in, too. You have to take that into account in your decisions, don't you?
Yes. So, I mean, we're going to need some open-minded leadership. That's definitely something North Platte is changing, and changing for the good. We've wanted growth for a long time, and we're seeing it now. So we have to be open-minded on every decision that we make. Being very student-focused is going to be the main goal of that. So,
so do you, in making decisions, do you think the board needs to collaborate a little bit better and have more respect for each other's opinions, and then take a different approach to reaching a consensus on that, instead of just maybe having your position, digging in and saying, this is the way I feel about it and I'm not going to change, or, you know, kind of giving off the air that you're not going to accept what other people have to say?
Yes. And, you know, from that bringing that business approach, I walk into rooms in sales all the time where you're kind of, no one really agrees, and what you're trying to do is come to a common goal. So I think everyone would around on a board or in a business room or around a business table at the end, everyone can find a common goal. Everyone might have different opinions, but that common goal is there if everyone's working towards that. I feel like sometimes in situations, not necessarily just our board, different boards too, that decisions are actually being made before they even get to the table. And that, I don't think that can happen. Everyone's open to their own opinion, but there shouldn't be dialogue before those meetings start. It feels like sometimes starting to pay attention over the last year on those meetings, you can almost tell how they're going to vote. I mean, that's something that I kind of started noticing. And so, especially on big things, like on some of those topics that are going to make a headline, you know how the vote's going to take place. And I think that collaboration and teamwork and finding a common goal would be some way of around that.
You work for Eek's Office Supply. I know that was brought out in the Telegraph article. Are you manager?
No, I'm in sales. So
you're in sales. Yep. You have that experience too. But you talked about, you know, sounds like you have some experience getting together with other salespeople too, and then how you're going to do things and reaching.
Yeah, and a lot of it's
best practices type thing, you know.
And a lot of it's large volume sales, so we're working with groups of, you know, working with a big hospital or a big school district or something like that. So kind of putting that collaborative effort together to find long-term success for the customer rather than just kind of making a splash and leaving. I built anything on sales, in my opinion, if you have long-term goals and long-term success with your customers, that's how they're going to get them, and you're going to become a return customer. And when you have those, set those goals in mind, rather than just a goal that's going to look good right away, you want to make sure that that goal is going to go long into the future. And with Kelly is a perfect example, where she was talking of, I don't think there's very many people in town that know that there's 27 languages spoken in our schools.
You said you did your own, you've done your own little survey around town, asking people how many different languages do you think are spoken in the schools, and got no higher, nobody guessed more than five, and there's 27, actually.
Five was the highest guess that I've heard, you know, and that's probably pulling hundreds of people when that topic gets brought up. I mean, the different culture of coming into North Platte's been a big topic, so people are asking those questions.
Yeah. So, from what I've heard you say so far, it's, your approach is business-like, and everything with what's the best decision that's going to bring about the best result for students. What about supporting staff? Because I've heard a couple other people I've talked to, talk about that's part of the function of the board too.
Oh yes.
What can you do if you're elected to the North Platte School Board to show the staff that you're on their side, but yet balance that with what's best for the students too?
Yep. So I think they kind of go hand in hand. Taking care of the students and building that culture for everyone like that is going to improve the staff as well, or staff culture as well. From a school board perspective, I do think they need to openly support the superintendent. They need to openly, publicly support the superintendent and staff. That I think that's very, very important. That's something that the community sees, and it's something that the people that aren't paying a lot of attention see. So when there is negativity, that's what makes the headline most of the time. The positive stuff sometimes doesn't. So we need to do that more, and with that community involvement as well. So when you're showing that in the community and openly supporting the superintendent and openly supporting the staff, that goes a long way when people are looking at what district to choose and what district to send their kids to.
Do you think the current board is not doing a good enough job of that?
I wouldn't say the whole board, but there is, I do feel like in some aspects that's definitely happening.
That they're focusing too much on the negative things?
Yes, and kind of bringing the splash headline rather than setting long-term goals. So I feel like that's something that can be addressed, and when all you want, it really goes back to the setting the culture as well. I hate to repeat that, but we don't always aren't going to sit in a room and get along with everyone that's in that room. Same thing goes for any board. So you have to find common ground. So if that culture is good and you have that common ground and everyone's excited to walk into that room, at the end of the day, like you said, I always want to support staff. That's going to be one of my biggest goals. I feel like building that destination district that we speak of so much, it really focuses on staff and students.
Sure.
We have to be up there when it comes to what the staff's getting paid, that, especially teachers, that's something that has to be important to us.
Sure.
And if we focus completely on the students, I think that ties everything else together. So excited students bring excited staff, and those strong staff equals a strong students equals better test scores equals all those things just keep coming our way. That's what I see our current staff was doing. With Dr. Rhodes and some of the administrators that have left, it is a hill that we'll have to climb, but the rest of the staff that's there and the foundation of our staff still there, obviously. So I do think that can still keep going. We just have to make a few minor adjustments, obviously, when we have to hire new people, there's going to be some adjustments, but I do think that is something that we can keep going with as well.
Sure. Education is like all aspects of life. Even since you've graduated, is our technology and our ways of teaching and the tools we use have changed, but really basically the people part of it hasn't changed that much, and how you interact with people. I think kind of hearing you touch on that a little bit too. You still got to have those people skills, and just because we have technology and everything, seem to taking over the way we do life in so many things. You know that you still have to you have to have the relationships and establish those, and that's the way you make things work, I think, is that collaboration between people, right?
Oh, yeah, and yeah. Excited, if you have an excited school board and excited staff and excited mm-hmm. students, that collaboration between the teacher and students just becomes better, too, in my opinion. Like you mentioned on technology, just the difference of a teacher now from when a teacher 20 years ago, 25 years ago when I was going to school.
Yeah, they're utilizing it. I mean, even though I haven't been in a classroom, I talk to teachers, and I know it's mm-hmm. just ramped up probably even in the last 10 to 15 years. I mean,
yes.
What they're using, the tools available for them to use in a classroom are just... you'd never think of, I mean, even 20, 25 years ago, I'm sure you can relate to that, having graduated in the early 2000s, right? Compared to what you're hearing now, which is great. You know, you can utilize all those things too, but sometimes I think we miss the relationship aspect, and it's still, now with the policy of students not having their cell phones too, I've already heard good feedback about that.
So yes.
I think that's something that going forward, I would imagine you want to you want to learn from that and say, yeah, we had our so-called experiment and it works better. You know, the students are locked in a lot better and can learn a lot better, right?
When that was made at the state level and just what it's shown even in our school district and across the state, you've seen the difference in that. So, and I think like it is exactly what you said, more communication. It's more verbal dialogue between those people.
Right.
So that's important. This being a strong communicator makes the world a difference when you
verbal
enter into
communication, not text communication.
Yes,
or email communication, which we can get plenty of away from those settings too. Anything else, Kyle, that you wanted to point out that you think gives you an edge or a reason for people to vote when they step in the voting booth on May 12th?
I do think, you know, that what does give me the edge is just some of those different things that I've experienced in my life. Some of those being a strong communicator, being a good listener, and just continuously working with people that might not necessarily see eye to eye with me. Mm-hmm. And finding common ground.
Yeah.
I get along with most people I meet. I mean, that's just one thing that I'm very proud of and something that I feel like I can take to the board too. So.
You seem a very approachable type person. It seems like some people, you know, they give off the air that, you know, don't ask me about certain things or they already seem set in their ways and they kind of give you that impression that, you know, if you try to influence me, I'm not going to be influenced. I'm set. I have my thinking and all that. And that could be politically or other things too. But you, I mean, just what I've seen of you today and meeting you for the first time, you give off that approachable, that I'm an approachable person and that I'll listen to what you have to say. I may not agree with everything, but I'm certainly willing to listen.
Always. Yeah. I think that's what creates a better world. I feel like in this the world we live in, there's so much divide. So if you can be one of those persons that can bring people together, you have to take advantage of that this day and age. So I feel like that's important.
Thank you. You've expressed yourself well. We're gonna get this online for people that missed part of the conversation, want to hear it again. We had Shrey on last week, and Emily will be in here next week, so we'll have an opportunity to really kind of gauge. And you know, when you've got a situation like this, there's three running, only two could advance. It's going to be interesting because I think everybody has good ideas, and obviously Emily, the advantage of having the experience and being in the position as well. But I want to thank you, Kyle Nichols, for coming in today and telling us what you're all about. Okay,
I appreciate it, Corey.